The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 51, The Tree of Life. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 51.
Dao sheng zhi, de xu zhi. Wu xing zhi, shi cheng zhi.
Dao gives birth to them. De nurtures them. Form shapes them. Circumstances make them.
Shi yi wan wu mo bu zun dao er gui de.
That is why all things revere Dao and honor De.
Dao zhi zun, De zhi gui. Fu mo zhi ming er chang zi ran.
Dao is revered. De is honored. Because they never give orders, but always let things be.
Gu dao sheng zhi, De xu zhi. Zhang zhi yu zhi, ting zhi du zhi, yang zhi fu zhi.
Thus, Dao gives birth to all things, and De nurtures them, raises and cultivates them, mellows and matures them, tends and shields them.
Sheng er bu you, wei er bu shi. Zhang er bu zai, shi wei xuan de.
Birthing but not possessing. Getting things done but not taking advantage. Leading but not dominating. This is called the profound De. The concept of De, as we have said in previous episodes, can be a difficult one to express. That's largely because of the limitations of the way our minds work. Sometimes people describe De, our virtuous force, as the ripples that are made when you drop a pebble into a pool. The force emanates from Tao and nourishes all things. In this verse, Lao Tzu seeks to describe the complementarity of Tao and De. While Tao is the ultimate, in some senses, it needs De in order for its beneficial nature to reach into all things. It's like the wires that guide the electricity from the power station into all the items that need power in our homes. Here also, Lao Tzu wants to underline that all this nurturing, cultivating, and accomplishing happens on Tao's behalf, passively. It simply does it. It wants nothing in return. It is non-possessive. It's a driving force which does not lead. That's what makes it such a wonderful thing, the profound De. Tao is everywhere, and in all things, for eternity. Likewise, the task of De reaches into everything, everyone, and always. All things might include what we regard as lifeless or inanimate. For Lao Tzu, everything is simply in some form of process, still part of the life cycle. We are part of the life cycle, and like the genes we carry from our parents and forebears, we are made of the same metal as Tao. See it as a vast family tree that leads all the way back to the 10,000 things, right back to the one.
The
The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.